morning. My name is Adam. I'm the interim director of community development. I'll be serving as the zoning administrator for this morning's meeting. With me in attendance as far as staff are Alex Rangel, our admin coordinator, our admin department assistant, I think it is. Grant Rodi, he's our assistant planner. He's been working with you guys on the project. And Sean Nicholas, our principal planner. If you'd like to, if you could just introduce yourselves for the record.
I'm Paul Petrocci. I am the co-owner of HQ Autosport, German Auto Service.
Robert Dinretta, partner with Paul and HQ Autosport.
Great. All right, so the item on the agenda here is your request for a minor conditional use permit for a general vehicle repair in the M2 zone. I understand that you currently are operating an auto repair, a limited auto repair facility, and the intent here is to get the CUP to expand into the general repair operation, correct?
Correct. Yes.
Grant, you want to give a quick 30 seconds on what the on anything beyond what I just read that we should know for the record here?
Yeah, there's sufficient parking, more than enough parking. There's actually a parking agreement between this parcel and the other parcel. There's two active business licenses. The other business is a warehouse distribution center, which has a very low parking requirement. So there's more than enough sufficient parking on site. The applicants are working with the building division. There was modifications to the structure prior to them moving in, which is a roll-up door, and so they're working on getting the permits for that. And then there's also going to be permits for the three stalls. They want to potentially move to five stalls in the future if once business gets there, which it will eventually, right?
Okay.
So yeah, that's pretty much it.
Great. And the CUP would cover the five stalls or the area that would incorporate that. Perfect. So we won't have to come back and do anything
right
in the future. Great. All right. I understand that you were just given a copy of the staff report and the conditions and resolution for approval this morning. I do apologize that it's that you were just getting it today. I did mention, and I think Grant probably made you aware, that a lot of the conditions on here are boilerplate stuff that we apply to everything, so most of it isn't necessarily applicable to what your operation is. Do you guys have any questions as far as the where we're at with this, the process, the CUP, the resolution conditions, etc.?
I guess a summary of the resolution conditions would probably be helpful.
Sure.
Just so we understand what it is that is expected going forward.
Sure. Grant, can you just give them a quick, without going through each individual one, if you can just give them a quick rundown?
Yeah, so the one that we really, I added outside of the standard conditions that we have are towards the end, so the last two conditions. We've discussed this all by email. So there's the unpermitted, it was unpermitted prior to you moving in, but there was an unpermitted roll-up door. So to work that out and then get the permits for the three stalls for now, the CUP will approve five stalls in the future if you expand, and you'd be approved to do so. Any internal, the second condition that we added was any future modifications would also require a building permit. So once you go from three stalls to five stalls, you would also have to get that permit and go through the permit process, tenant improvement. As Adam said, everything else is just pretty standard. You're not really doing any other modifications to the site, so it doesn't trigger a lot of things. If you were modifying or expanding the building, it would trigger more things. So those are really the only things that are applicable to this because there's minimal modifications to the building.
Yeah, so some of the info in here is regard to indemnification and general liability considerations, other fees that might be assessed or that are typically assessed that wouldn't be necessary in this instance because you're not expanding a structure. Certain design considerations, again, probably not applicable because you're not expanding or doing any construction. Beyond that, talks about parking requirements, which Grant mentioned that you do have sufficient amount of parking. Landscaping requirements, if you were building something new or if the landscaping out there gets degraded, if you were in course of any construction or remodel, etc. So yeah, it's like Grant and I both mentioned, it's very much boilerplate conditions. And you did discuss there the two that would be applicable that's separate from those boilerplates.
Well, the owner has the manager of the property and the contractor that works for the owner
Yeah.
have agreed to do owner builder permit for that door.
Oh, okay.
So they're gonna be applying for that.
Great.
They agreed to realize it, there's a possibility that it needs to be done. So they're gonna do it.
All right, anything else you guys have? Any other questions?
I guess, so this means we...
No, not quite. I got it. We're jumping the gun, but let me, seeing there's no one else in attendance here, so no one else that likely apparently has any public comments. Did we receive any correspondence from anyone?
No.
Okay. All right, so seeing that and in consideration of the evidence before us, as acting as the zoning administrator, I hereby approve the minor conditional use permit, planning case number 21-0369 for the general vehicle repair facility at 2250 Micro Place. That concludes our agenda, so at this point we will adjourn our meeting. It is currently 11:07. Thank you.
Just so you know, there's a 10-day appeal period. So if this approval would go into effect within 10 days, should no one appeal it, which doesn't seem like it. Just so you know.
Thank you.